Jim Cotter. He's Michigan State University's Director of Admissions. Jim, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Michigan State is going to have its largest freshman class ever. That's pretty cool.
It is pretty exciting. In fact, I had a chance to talk with a reporter out of the Detroit area about a day or two ago, and the reporter asked, why is Michigan State the cool place to be in the state of Michigan? And I think, quite frankly, there are a lot of very good things going on in East Lansing.
Well, you had mentioned that there has been increased in-state and out-of-state presence. What did you mean by that?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, if you look at the demographic data, the in-state number of graduates in the state of Michigan has been on a decline the last couple of years. In fact, between the last 2 years, there's been a 4% decline of high school graduates in the state of Michigan. And despite that decline, if you look at a two-year average, we're up about 3.5% in terms of in-state applications. So despite a declining demographic, there's an increase in terms of Michigan State's in-state market share. To go with that, of course, there's a greater global interest and really a national interest as well. So, you know, international applications were up this year, in-state applications were up, and domestic out-of-state applications were all up. So a record year of applications for Michigan State, somewhere around 28,500 applications for admission into a class of approximately 7,800.
You have any idea why the decrease in graduations?
Well, you mean in terms of the state of Michigan?
Correct.
Well, you know, again, it's simply a demographic that would suggest that in recent years we've seen smaller families. We've also seen a migration outside the state of Michigan of families. And so as a result, high schools around the state have seen a total decrease in terms of the number of graduates. So, you know, this is something we've anticipated. It's something we knew was coming. We look at a great deal of long-term data indicating what the demographic within the state of Michigan will be. And in terms of our enrollment plans and our recruitment plans, kind of respond accordingly.
What was the old record, and how many freshmen will be entering this fall?
Well, we think we're very, very close to about 7,800. We know that the dust still needs to settle a bit. We still have a few students arriving. Things out on the East Coast slowed folks down a little bit this past weekend. Classes begin tomorrow. But I think the freshman class right there around 7,800. Previous record in terms of total freshman enrollment was around 7,400. So this is a significantly larger class. And yet the important thing to remember is the freshman class is only one component of the university enrollment. With three medical schools, a law school, a number of undergraduate or a number of graduate programs, our agricultural technology program, the aggregate population at the university is going to be pretty steady in terms of where we were a year ago, somewhere in that 47.5, 47.6 range in terms of total enrollment.
Why the record number of freshman admittance? Is it because the openings were available because of graduations? Is it because a naysayer could say, the university needed more cash, so they're going to let more freshmen in?
Well, you know, to answer the question why, I guess it's because we could do it. I mean, this was an opportunity we had this year in terms of a record number of applications. We actually are going to have a slightly larger number of Michigan residents in this year's freshman class than a year ago, as well as a larger number of international and domestic non-resident. And so, you know, really the mission of the admissions office, as directed by the president and the provost, is to create a richly diverse academic community in terms of exchange of ideas and creating an interaction between students that becomes a learning experience in and of itself. And so, you know, to answer the question why this year, we knew we had that opportunity. We know that graduation rates have continued to go up, the four-year graduation rates, and we felt that at this point, this year, we could do it. Now, to put two of these classes back-to-back would be very, very difficult to do because of the demand that it would put on freshman, sophomore courses. But, you know, the sense was this year we could do it. And so we took advantage of that opportunity. The academic profile is even up a little bit over where it was last year, although very much on the margins. It's very close to last year in terms of an academic profile, GPA, ACT. But, you know, again, it was one of those opportunities that we said we had, and let's take advantage of it.
How much influence does a winning football team and a winning men's and women's basketball team have on folks applying to the university?
Well, I think it's a piece of the puzzle. I mean, but so is the largest study abroad program in the nation, and so is the national championship debate team, and so is a marching band, which is an incredible opportunity for incoming students, or, you know, the state news, which is the third largest morning publication newspaper in the state of Michigan. I think there are a lot of things that contribute to it, although I'll tell you, I've been here for a long time. This is my 28th year in the admissions office at Michigan State, and I'm not sure if I've ever seen a time when there have been so many pages, so many people, not only in the same book, but on the same page. You know, if you were to talk about a Mark D'Antonio or a Tom Izzo or a Susie Merchant or a Luana K. Simon or, a Kim Wilcox, our provost, I really do think there's a tremendous sense of unity. And that unity, I think, really does display itself to the state of Michigan. And as a result, maybe that's the answer to our Detroit reporter's friend of why is Michigan State a cool place to be. There's a tremendous amount of collaboration going on right now. And athletics and a positive athletic environment certainly is a window of opportunity for students to look at Michigan State and to explore what it could be to them individually.
Jim, do we know if freshmen coming in now are smarter or perhaps less smart when it comes to academics than in previous years?
Well, you know, this is a technologically savvy group, and I will tell you that they're tremendous consumers in terms of making decisions based on comparative shopping. I have a freshman in this year's cohort, as a matter of fact, and I know he's a whole lot smarter than his old man, but I think this is a savvy group, and academically, you know, when you look at the fact that 92% of the freshmen who were here last year are returning for a second year, I think these are students who are largely coming in knowing what they need to do to succeed and applying those strategies and those skills to be successful. So, yeah, you know, I don't want to offend any of your listeners out there that would say that this group of students may be academically a bit more savvy than a generation ago, but my general impression would be that that might very well be the case.
All right, Jim, in 8 years and in 10 years, I'll be sending you students because they will be Spartans or they'll end up on the moon somewhere, so get ready for that.
Well, I'll look forward to talking with them. We're really excited about the start of another school year, and there's a very positive buzz in East Lansing right now, and we're looking forward already in the admissions office to bringing in that class for 2012, and we'll begin to determine in the next few weeks what that class ought to look like size-wise based on how we're able to adjust and adapt to this incoming cohort.
Jim Cotter is the Michigan State University Director of Admissions. Thanks so much, Jim.
Tony, thanks for talking to you, and thanks for talking with me, and I look forward to seeing your students come along in a couple of years.